This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Oanda market analyst Kenny Fisher. And in the USA, it is Trader Nick. Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, guys. Good to be back with you.
Hi, Nick. Hi, Johnny.
The big headline of the day, I suppose, is the latest US CPI number. And consumer prices have risen at the slowest pace in 4 months, so possibly offering some reprieve ahead of all the tariffs that are expected to drive costs higher. The CPI increasing 0.2%. That was after a sharp 0.5% advance in January. So, Nick, are markets reasonably pleased with these numbers?
Johnny, you would think so, and they were for just a split second. The stock market felt really nice for a whole 30 seconds, and then it completely erased those gains. I mean, more than 30 seconds, but not much longer. I mean, we really did see with the CPI report this morning, as you expressed, I mean, you would think lighter price rises would appease the stock market, especially when we break down what that means in the context of the Fed. Yesterday, Kenny and I were discussing the ramifications of what would happen if the Fed had to deal with sticky inflation plus cooling jobs data. And my reaction to the better than expected CPI report would be that should be positive for equities, and mostly stemming from the idea that, well, the Fed now has one less thorn in its side, if you will, slowing it down with inflation. I mean, we can't say inflation is completely beat by any means, but at least it's broken the three handle. It's down the twos, 2.8% year over year. CPI inflation this morning, forecast for 2.9. So this was, on most accounts, a better than expected number for markets. That being said, this market, guys, is really interesting. It seems to be a market that is trading right now more on headlines, fears, and kind of intuition than it does on the data. I mean, the data, of course, is important as always, but this market has already shown signs of increased possibilities of a recession. And I think that the market is really seriously trading off of that, despite the data itself not really showing a whole lot of evidence for that just yet. Again, the market is very forward-looking, which in one way makes it very kind of intelligent, but at the same time, it also makes it easy to get ahead of itself, right? Maybe we're ahead of our skis here on the recession call, at least in my opinion. I think especially when we have data like today, this inflation report really helps to just give the Fed a little bit more room to sit tight, wait, and if they need to, cut rates a little bit easier. Again, I think based on our conversation yesterday, cooling inflation, if that continues to be the case, it gives the Fed way more ammunition to work with because they're not so stuck between a rock and a hard place. If they have inflation making progress and the labor market starts to worsen, then they can cut rates a little bit easier. But if inflation's not going anywhere and jobs data starts to weaken, they're in a really tough spot. And historically, this concept of stagflation, which has been all the rave in market commentary recently, is a very rare circumstance for economists to deal with. Usually they kind of move in tandem, right? Lower inflation with weakening economic data is usually the scenario, unless you have some sort of big supply shock. And of course, we do have to keep an eye on the headlines because geopolitically, that could be a supply shock if you have some sort of escalation between Russia and all the building up of arms that seems to be going on in Europe right now to make up for possibly the lost leadership in the U.S. kind of efforts there. But again, like I said, I think the market took this as an opportunity to sell into the news, at least at this time. CPI was a good report, good news, but markets seem to be in this pattern. I've got an S&P 500 chart pulled up, selling that rally every time that it occurs. So until that pattern breaks, price seems to be continuing to lead lower. Just a quick reaction also on the dollar index. Little bit of a weird one because the dollar index is largely unmoved, if anything, slightly higher on a soft or cool inflation report. Possibly this could be, at least in my opinion, not a big mover just because we've had such a decline in the dollar index here recently that maybe the dollar is kind of just staying confidently where it was. Had you seen a hot CPI, perhaps the dollar would have popped pretty good on this one. But with cool inflation, I think the dollar kind of is just saying, okay, maybe this is a reasonable spot for price to sit for now, sitting at that 103.5 level on the dollar index.
Just to continue with Nick's analysis, I think you hit it on the head with the stagflation. There were growing fears of stagflation in the States. And as you mentioned, I think this cooling in inflation is a confidence builder, and both Fed and the markets will be pleased that inflation is down. In the inflation numbers themselves, there was, I think, a significant point that annual core CPI fell down to 3.1%, down from 3.2%. That's the lowest level in over 4 years. And that's significant because core inflation has been sticky and well above the 2% target. So it's certainly good news that it's back closer to 3%. And besides the stagflation aspect, which Nick pointed to, I think there's some good news here in the inflation report, in that it's the first full month that Trump has been in office where inflation actually went down and didn't go up. There's been a lot of concern since Trump really started in office, and even with his promises before becoming elected, that the tariff policy would cause a boost in inflation. And he has imposed some tariffs, but so far inflation has not responded by moving upwards. And I think that's certainly another positive to take away from today's inflation report.
And Kenny, Canada, your country, has been in the news rather a lot over the last few weeks. But today the news was made by the Bank of Canada. As expected, it has lowered interest rates today.
That's correct, Johnny. That's fairly fresh off the press. It's about 45 minutes ago, the Bank of Canada lowered rates to 2.75%. It's a quarter rate cut from 3%. And they've been quite aggressive, lowering rates by around 2% since the easing cycle started. The Canadian economy is not doing all that well. And with the issue of tariffs being in the front right now, there's a lot of concern about what will happen to the Canadian economy, which is very dependent on the U.S. So the Bank of Canada would like to continue cutting rates and may have to accelerate its cutting if the trade war does continue with the States. The Canadian dollar isn't showing much response to the rate cut today because it was widely expected.
Now, guys, in recent weeks, we've seen oil slump in price. We've seen Brent go below $70 a barrel, but today it's on the up. Nick, why is that?
Yeah, this morning we saw from the EIA crude oil inventories a number that came out that it was actually less than forecasted. And again, markets always trade off of the surprise index is what I like to call it. So, less supply causes a bump in the price of oil. And, you know, it doesn't take much when a chart looks like that does on oil. You can see we've had just a, perpetual downtrend here for the last few weeks and even months, really. Specifically from the January 20th inauguration day, you can actually see oil prices have gone down. I'm just going to do a quick calculation, about 14% down. I mean, you've had a pretty good slide in the price of oil. Overall, a little bit of a bump up here today on this news. And the thing about oil is that it's down in the 60s, which I think is, of course, a input to the economy and an input to inflation, right? If we think about this, lower oil prices positively impact the disinflation trend. So always worth keeping an eye on oil prices. If they do spike up, if inventories come low, if something happens with OPEC, if we see some sort of escalation geopolitically, these are all things that are major contributors to moving the price of oil. And oil ultimately is a major indicator or major input, rather, to global inflation. So oil prices are down quite a bit. Perhaps that will help overall with the story of inflation, but peaking up a little bit here today, up about 1.2%. But like I said, still very largely down in the last few months.
Very interesting, Nick. Thank you very much, Kenny. We will speak to you again on Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.